That's probably enough for today. Get carried away, you know. Okay, so what's the story? The Zohar has something to teach us. If he wouldn't have something to teach us, he probably wouldn't be doing it. So that we saw last week, the first Abdomah we saw last week, that although the Pshuto of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that the only way you can be a Chacham, or an Osher, or a Gibor, all the different things that we have in the Mishnah, is only the way Ben Zayma describes, we brought Raya and showed clearly that be not the case. There are two ways, there are two paths in the world. There are two types of Ashirim, two types of Giborim, two types of Chochamim. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us how does one keep to be that Chocham that Torah speaks about. We learned, we brought the Medrash, that there are two types, that these three Koichos, first of all, we'll talk about the three. Our koichos and matonos that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. And any person who receives these matonos from the Bnei Shalom, he has the keys to the whole world. But the catch is, it's got to be a matono. If you didn't get it from the Bnei Shalom, if you grabbed it, like Homon did, with the Shiras.
What did he grab?
He grabbed the Shiras.
What?
Shiras.
Ashiras. Shimshin and Golios were the grabbers of Gvura and Achitofel and Bilam.
What's
the
name they grab?
How do you grab?
Well, yeah, how do you grab? Before you figure out how to make it, how do they grab?
Each person, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I know, I lost everything.
Basic concept is that since the Bnei Shalom gave world over, that its further development is in the hands of man, he gave the capability in the beginning of man's intervention in the world for them to put their hands wherever they want within the realm of all the keys of the world. You can take the Ashiras, you can take Gvura, you can take Osha, you can take Chochma. The only problem will be that it's Adi Oyved. That it starts nice, looks like it works very nicely. All of those who grabbed succeeded, like succeeded in a very big way. But you have to look at the end of the story, look at the end game to see the difference. That if you grab, it doesn't work out happily ever after at all. Usually end up hanging from a tree or something.
What does grabbing mean,
man? How do you grab?
Yeah.
What do you grab?
Yeah.
Grabbing means that a person is taken outside of the auspices of the Matnas of the King. He's taking the opportunity for man's actions to have effect outside of the path that the Bnei Shalom intended the world to go. According to the master plan of the Bnei Shalom, this person was not to be a receiver of Matnas Elokim in this area, but he did, was given the opportunity that should he desire, he can choose, he can opt out of the Bnei Shalom's plan and try to go at his own. If you go off the road, you know, there's a very good possibility you're going to end up in a ditch. Usually that depends. Who made the road, who made the ditch? But when we're talking about the Bnei Shalom's master plan, anybody who drives off the path, so there's a certain distance that they allow you to go. That's the reason why the possibility of Bechira exists. Because there's a certain leeway there. there's room to imagine that you can actually get away with this.
How's the driver supposed to know?
How are you supposed to know whether you're grabbing?
Right.
Oh, that's what Benzuma is telling us. Very good, you got it. Right on. That's it. Benzuma is instructing us, if you want to be a chocha, meaning you want to be the Ben Shalom's father, you want to be an Osh, you want to be a Giva, well, here's the rules. Do it this way, and then you know you're doing it the right way. And if you're not doing this way, then you know you're doing it the wrong way.
So simple, Chazal leave everything, lay everything out.
Clean, no problem.
Best.
No problem. Yeah, straightforward.
Yeah. You mean, if you're Sumeach Bechelko, that means you got the shears the right way. However you grab it.
What was that last part?
If you will be grabbing it, you will not be a Sumeach Bechelko.
Right.
Proof positive. The C of the grabbers in the Shivas was Haman. He had received all that can be achieved. He was the highest capability of buying that there is in the world. He was buying nations. Right. He wasn't buying them for slavery either. He was buying them for annihilation. It seems that it was quite a substantial sum of money. Something like equivalent to United States budget or something like that.
Yes.
Something.
If you were in the same, could be cleaned that way if you used the airplanes.
That's what we're learning out that way. If a person goes this path, what did he say? As much as he had, kolze in the shovali. No, he has nothing. He admitted his defeat even before he was hanged. The day before, he already admitted. He came knocking on the door of his chachom. He says, something went wrong here. I'm supposed to have everything. Why do I have nothing?
You know, he was talking about his money. He was talking about his cover.
He said everything, the whole thing. He said,
"Ashroy
v'roy
bono."
How's it going? Nothing. Calls it in a show. He's a pauper, never. The skin of the world.
He's right, also.
Yeah. If it's written in the Megillah, it means that he was talking emes. And then he came to his chachamim and his wife. So what are we going to do about these boys? Right? So they had this very, very interesting idea. We missed that. A couple of days ago we spoke about
it. How did he know he was a grabber of the Shas? That's the only thing is...
Did he know?
How could one know?
He learned the Mishnah.
He's
an animal.
I don't know if it's a premature question. If I do not have riches, the Mishnah is not talking to me.
Well, every person in the world has a role to play in the world. And every role that there is to play needs tools. And every person, relative to his role, is given those tools. And those tools will always have some element of all four of the things mentioned here in the Mishnah, and usually an emphasis on one. Usually there's an emphasis on one. And relative to the person in his world, in his role, and his tools, the Mishnah will always be talking to everybody. Everybody's going to be a Hakefel, and everybody's going to be Rav Rashi, and everybody's going to be, But everybody's going to have the Sugya of Ashiras, or Chavim, or Gvur, or Kovod, or basically all four of them to some degree relative to him, and to that degree it'll be true.
Listen,
Ashiras,
don't worry,
that you don't have to come to this year, you can pay any
for
that. Those are the basic mahalchim. Those are the classical mahalchim, that's what we're trying to food. That's very nice, it's all good and true. But it's not exactly what Ben Zvi had in mind, he had some other ideas in mind. That could be tzoyis, that can be certain Nafkaminas will come out of it.
And steel.
So why did he say, why did he have to say, if he wants to say, you ask that, Ezu Asher, and he's in Stoker. If it'll be Samech B'Chelko, then we'll probably give Stoker. Maybe not. Maybe with Samech B'Chelko, he'll be so happy that Schalik doesn't want to give anybody else a piece. The general generality, right? There's certain catchphrases that there's this general good, like we mentioned, amolik. Whatever it is that you're learning and there's a bad aspect, that's amolik, right? You're right. That's true, because he is the klal hara, right? But there is a specific definition also, right? And there's always a right and a wrong way of doing things. And there's a general idea of being a good person, right? And you can generally take anything and say, well, do it the right way. That's true. Don't disagree with what you say. Yeah, but there's a specific concept over here. Samech b'chelko. You have all the 700,000 different possibilities of how to describe a person who's having being a good boy, even though he's rich, or because he's rich, or with his riches. Right? Pulled out this one. Samech b'chelko. Something specific. He didn't mean just be a good boy. That's why we're learning. That's exactly why we're learning. That's a very good question. Now we're doing well. Another good question.
So, Goy has a
chiyuv sinai of chiyuv. This is these are definitions. These are definitions.
But it must be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayev him. He's a kotev. He loses everything because he didn't do it right.
What does it mean he didn't do it right? Because he was born on a maleki. Right. What do you want from him? Right.
He doesn't have a chance.
What?
He doesn't have a chance.
Does Anna Maliki have a prayer? Is that what you? Did Haman have a prayer? Right. Is that your question? We'll talk about it some other time. It goes into Yidin prayer, but generally a Maliki is an Maliki. He'll start that way. He'll continue that way. And he'll end up that way. Right. It's not fair. Don't get born a Maliki next time. Right. All those other questions. Why was I born a Jew and he was born an Amaleki? Well, there's very good reason for that, actually, but they're not telling. It's a secret. Right? They're not telling. It's a secret. Everything we tell you is a secret. All the Kavshon and the Rechmona. Why his great grandfather was Esav and my great grandfather was Yaakov. There's a good reason for it. Right. Why did Yaakov Avinu have Yaakov Avinu's feet and Esav had Esav's feet? Because Yaakov is Yaakov and Esav is Esav. Well, I'm just a continuation of Yaakov and he's a continuation of Esav. Because that's why he's an Amaleki. Because he is. He always was. Just it comes, down the generations in different individuals. So they didn't have a bunch of neshamas. Well, let's see. You'll be an Amaleki, you go be a Moabi. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Every person is all of his fathers and all of his offsprings. What? You are the sum total of all of your parents, all the way back to Avraham Avinu. Okay? And you contain within you Bekoya, Shoyesh, of all the generations that are going to come from you. Every individual is a very, very major, major fact in the world. Rami made a statistical cheshbon that every 1,000 years, every person, every year that existed at year one is a father statistically of every year that will exist at year 1,000. The probability of all the different things comes out. What it tells us? It tells us that everybody's an oilum cotton. Well, you don't need that for that. We know that anyway. That's another way of bringing out the point. Everybody is an oilum cotton, includes everything. So you're Yaakov Avinu, you're Avraham Avinu, you're Klal Yisrael, you're Moshe Rabbeinu. You're also you. Each person is going to be, well, I'm also Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's between me and you. Because it says, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu my way, you've got to be Moshe Rabbeinu your way. That's a whole different story. So each person is given his individuality, but he contains everything. But there's no mikra. I happen to be born a Jew, and he happened to be born a Malek. We're not saying homin nu nu nu. That's not the issue right now. We're learning the aside of how the world works. All right, let's back up a little bit. Let's see if we can get some. What was the mission telling us? So the simple, we'll read the words. It's always a good starting point. Eizu chacham. We want to know who's a chacham. Well, let's take a vote. More understanding, you know what a chacham is? A person who knows chacham. Anybody for that one? No? Nobody? Don't blame you. All right, I'll be the one. You know, as a chacham, a chacham is a person who knows chacham. What's the matter with that? Something? You know what a chacham is? A person knows a lot of chacham.
So what's, how much is a chacham?
7,000.
7,003, I argue.
Yeah, 7,003. A lot.
It's a lot to you, but to him it's not
a lot. So, okay, so it will be a relative chacham.
We're talking about
an absolute chacham.
An absolute
chacham. Mishnah. Halachim is an absolute chacham. So absolute means even though he knows nothing. You can be an absolute chacham though you know nothing. You learned Aleph from this one, Beis from that one, Gimel from the third one. Right? And he turned into an absolute chacham. You buy that?
No.
I don't buy it. I won't go that way either. You want to buy that one?
We haven't gotten to OSHA yet.
We dealt with OSHA last week. I didn't know where you were. You just didn't go in.
God say how cool.
Okay. So we'll try... We'll try a few approaches. But all right, it's just each one will bring us a little further inside. The simple approach, Rabbi Yonah brings it. He brings it actually from Chachmei Hagoyim. It means that even a goy can understand this. It's Chachmei Hagoyim Taimin. So they have some understanding of what a Chacham is. But the concept of Chacham is common. Chacham Agoyim Taimin. So we can even ask the Chachmei Agoyim, they can tell you something about this. So he says, you know what? One day I was looking in Aristotle's books or somewhere, and I found out that he also knew this idea. He had different words for it. The basic concept that he brings is that a person who loves Chachma and knows little is a chacham, and a person who doesn't love chacham, even if he knows a lot, 7,007, he's not a chacham. So said Chachmei Hagoyim, which usually means Aristotle. Call him a tipish, all the nice words to describe this very knowledgeable individual, professor, right? Philosopher, there's all kinds of words that we use for these very knowledgeable individuals. He has 17 degrees from Harvard. And in Yiddish, they call him an idiot.
A what?
An idiot.
What? Well,
no,
it's
professor.
Oh, professor.
14 doctorates, Middle Eastern languages, and zebra. But he's a tipish. Right? He's not Oyev Chochma. You have an Oyev Chochma, he doesn't know very much at all about anything. He never went to school a day in his life. He's an illiterate, he's a Chochma. So, you have to be a Chochma to understand that because it strikes us a little wrong. He's a potential Chochma, I can hear that. But he's a Chochma. So, I don't understand that. Can you give me a definition of what the word Chochma means?
You are what you want.
You are what you are.
You appreciate
it. Maybe it has something to do with that. When we explain Das, a person who has Das is something that becomes part of him. So a person who has Chachma, a lot of Chachma, if it doesn't become part of him, it's worthless. Not anything. If you want it, then it can become part of you.
Everything God is part of you. It's you.
Excellent. Bidiyuk. See, you don't need me anymore. I can stop saying shit. Just do it all on your own. You just, one person will ask the question, somebody else sit and answer. We'll just do it all on your own.
Making him nervous.
I don't buy it.
He's just waiting to take over this year.
Yeah, waiting boy.
We call Melamda, he's scalping. That's a posik, which is supposed to be doing what? So there are two problems. If it's not telling us what it is that Bitzoima is trying to teach us, then what's it doing here? And if it is, then what's Ben Zoyma doing? It's just a clear posse, same exact same concept. Right. So what Ben Zoyma is telling us is Bekiyas and Tehillim. What was it in the posse that is a proof to the Chiddush of Ben Zoyma? But without Ben Zoyma, you wouldn't know it. You need the Torah Shel Baal Peh of Ben Zoyma to explain the Torah Shel Iksav of Tehillim to bring us out this concept.
The call is the thing that strikes me.
Huh? Miko. Miko Milomdai Hiskalte. So that's not really so difficult because there are a few ways of how to read the pasuk. The Maharal says a chiddush, which it's difficult. I'm so used to, you know, from I don't know what grade, we know mekol blam da iskalti. That's a zuchochem alei mekol odim. That just that's what the words say, right? But the Maharal says no. That the words, the literal translation of the words of mekol malam da iskalti means that I was learned more than those that I taught. That was learned from. I know more than those than my teachers. I went beyond my teachers. Mikol Malamda Iskalti. More than all of my Malamdin, I came to understand. Yeah, which wouldn't be what Ben Zoyma is talking about. But that's why we needed Ben Zoyma to come and teach us that, in fact, that's true. But the reason why he's smarter than all of his teachers is because he wasn't limited in his teaching. If a person is only a kli kibul, where he's just a cup, his chokhmah is because he's a cup. He's a vessel. Now, if he had a big teacher, he's going to pour in there. So as much as the big teacher was able to pour into the cup, so then it's in the cup. So then that chokhmah is really the teacher's chokhmah, just to pour it over to me. So it's not really called me the Chocham, you call the Rav the Chocham, and I'm just a cup, that whatever the Rav was able to get in there. So it wouldn't be called that he's the Chocham. In order to become he's the Chocham, it has to be something that comes be'etzem from him. So that he wouldn't be able to go beyond his teachers, even according to that true Toshe Mikra, is because Ben Zayim is teaching us, because not only was he able to learn from those who know more than him, he was equally able to learn from those who know less than him. And that's a raya that when he's learning from those who know more than him, it's still him, even though it's getting receiving from the Rebbe. And therefore, everything that he's receiving from the Rebbe is his.
The raya is from learning from someone who knows less than him.
Since you can learn from someone who knows less than him, as equal as you can learn from someone who knows more than him. So we see that even when he's learning from somebody who knows more than him, right, he's knowing it because he's a chacham, not because his rebbe's a chacham. And that for the third thing that comes out of here is that, what comes out of the Pshuta of the Mikra is, that's how and why he was able to understand more than he was taught, even from the people who knew more than him. He was able to go beyond his teachers. How is he able to go beyond his teachers? A person who's a cup can never go beyond his teachers. If he's just a vessel to accept, he's only that little bit that the teacher was able to get into the cup. Right? Maybe a lot bit, but it's always a certain fraction of what the Rebbe has. The only way the Talmud can go beyond the Rebbe even if the Rebbe is bigger than the Talmud, is because the Talmud is a Chochom. And that becomes a very special phrase in Chazal called Talmud Chochom. You ever hear that before? Talmud Chochom? Make up your mind. I want to say Chochom, Talmud Chochom. Is the Talmud is the Chochom? Talmud is the Talmud Chochom. Is the Rebbe had a Talmud Chochom? Because the Talmud and the Chochom and Torah go together. Why? Important. Where does it all start? It always starts all the way back to the source. Everything always goes back to the source. Very, very familiar source. It depends. There are two basic ways how to approach the world. Right? Either the world is the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we're all part of his master plan, or the Rebbeinu Shalom is taking care of his Malachim, Sofim, Chayas, Equation, Shemayim, and we're going to take care of ours. Those are the two basic Mahalchim. Familiar, we've talked to them before. One is the one that they teach in the Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu, one in the Beis Medrash of Bilam. Familiar ones. Right. So if you want to take from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so you always know, you're always a Talmud. Every Chochem can never be a Chochem Nekuda. He's always a Talmud Chochem. Because he's always receiving Mipiv Dasus Funa. He's always receiving from the source. He's always, whatever he knows from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whatever he has Mipiv Dasus Funa. He has directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he's always a Talmud. The Chiddush is that that's the only way to be a proper Chochem. Because there's another path. The other path, if you want to steal Chochem, you want to grab it, like Achitofel and Bilam. Those are the two Mishalim given in Chazal for those who grabbed Chochem. Because you want to separate the Chochem from its source. You want to take the Chochem without the Rebbeinu Shalom. You want to take the Torah without the Noisin HaTorah. So you want to be Chochem as source, not Talmud Chochem. You want to be Chochem Nekudah.
Why is that type of Chacham can't know more than his Rebbe?
Why can he not know more than his Rebbe? He could know more than his Rebbe. But all what he knows is of no value in real terms. Ask any fifth grader who learned the Parsha at Chumash. If you would say that this person lived his life wisely, or was he a Tiddush? Go through, and ask every creator, he'll tell you, oh, this guy's an idiot. He had problems with donkeys, and they made fool of him straight on through. He didn't end up very nicely either. He was a day of God's hell, and he didn't even know what his donkey had to say. In the middle of the total, go, brother. He didn't all, you know. All's well that ends well. When it doesn't end well, then it wasn't well in the beginning. Nothing. Didn't get anywhere. Lolech. Lama. So how should we explain? We've explained, I think, on occasion. We spoke once about year. I think we spoke about it in Chesed. And it's true in every aspect of the world. There are two basic forms, good and bad. Toiv v'ra, Kedusha v'tumah. Kedusha, real Kedusha, means Chibur. All good comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Anybody who's connected to good is because it's connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. All that it is good is because it has its source in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Plays the role that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to and returns you to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Anything that's removed from the Rebbeinu Shalom, that presents itself as a steer to the Mahalach of the Rebbeinu Shalom wants the world, that is the definition of Ra. Toiv is miyuchud, the way the Rebbeinu Shalom wants it, and Ra means away from what the Rebbeinu Shalom has. Kol Masher, Berosi L'Chvoidi Berosi. The Rebbeinu Shalom created all that exists to be an expression of his existence. Kiddush is that he allowed man to play a role in that process. But the only real world that exists is the world of the Rabbeinu Shalom and his world. So there's another pseudo world that exists that we're allowed to fall into if we so desire. There's a dream world, there's an Alice in Wonderland world. There's a world where we're the center of the world. That all of the, everything is going to be the way we want it to. And we're going to grab koichos in order to enable ourselves to be shaylach on that world. Everything that exists in the world, be'etzem, exists because the Rabbeinu Shalom made it to exist in order to bring out the Rabbeinu Shalom's master plan. And he gave us the opportunity to play the individual roles that he handed down to each person in person. But if you want, you can opt out. You can say, oh, that's your ideas, but I have better ideas. Okay. I want to make a different world. I like the way you make the world. We'll make it different. I'm going to create my own world in this world. You want? See, I can do it here. I did step one, got away with that. Step two, got away with that. 20, 80, 100, 1,000? Until you get to the end, then it didn't work anymore. But until the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, you want to go that way? Rakshah. Rishus Nesuna. We learned the Mishnah. Rishus Nesuna. Called self. Rishus Nesuna. You can go. Tell a certain point, there's a leeway, there's a stream. You want to go Rakshah. Door is open. The door is open. You want to go that way? Want to step out of the world? Yeah, the door's open. Just walk right up. Right up. No problem. Why should a person love hope? So the Chachmei Agoyim also understood that there's a concept of loving Chochmah. And that's why they were able to say, they even understood that level of understanding, that Chochmah itself is something to relate to with love. And therefore you can define a Chochmah as a person who loves Chochmah. And the Tipish is a person who doesn't love Chochmah, even if he knows a lot. Well, if you don't love Chochmah, why do you know a lot? Generally, it's for one of two reasons. Because you were forced to. And we know very well how good that Chochmah is. Or because it was Kedai. Because you can use it to get something.
Means.
You got means and you need it, so you went and got it. Okay. So that's something that does not relate to where the person is at all. Something he's using from the outside. So he's a tipish that has chokhmah. It's related in Chazal as a chamor noisei svar. And the chamor uses svarim to scratch his back with. Right. You can take a Torah and use it for a gardon lachbor. You can use Torah chokhmah as a means. So even the goyim, with their understanding chatzoni of chokhmah, can also understand there's an idea of having chokhmah, where a person is totally unrelated to the Chochmah. Either he was forced to it, or he's using it as secondary reasons. In which case, he be'etzim is not a Chochmah. And if you wait around long enough, you will see that in the end game, the big, wise, high IQ person who doesn't love Chochmah will end up where he wanted to go. He wanted Chochmah to get him covered. Well, he'll get to covered. Forget the Chochmah. Right, Bilam was the example of Chochmah. Right, where did he get with his Chochmah? You know, he had a certain affair with a donkey, and then there was this meister with the Melech Moav, the guy, and he was heading for Ashiras. He wanted Meloi Basic, Kesef Azov. He ended up a Halal, Chev. That's it. That's where he got with his Chochmah. Because he wasn't a Chochmah, he was a Tish. Your shaykh is chamor ba'emet.
Can we make a distinction between him and, let's say, Yisro before the Geras, that he was a chacham, goyish chacham?
There's a lot of goyish chacham.
I'm just saying, would that be an example of what we mean? Like,
but we want to go beyond that. That type of chachma, that's the lowest level of chachma. That's the level of chachma that a goy is also shaykh to.
No, I meant for right. good. That is that the shkush type.
That's
type.
It, yeah. That there's this the concept that the Mishnah is teaching us is so vast in its expanse that it goes even all the way down to levels that even a goyish has.
Right.
Like regular old goyish chokhmah, even there you have this differentiation between a real chokhmah and somebody who is carrying around some chokhmah on his back. Yeah, maybe we'll hear the Rabbeinu Yonah says some very strange words. Gam yesh ba'ava zu toheles shniya. Ki ahava soy b'chokhmo soy loy niyosa elo metaychi yira soy b'shem yisbar. This seems to be a real confusion. Ahava, yira, chokhmo, which way are we going here? We understood, we know there's a relationship between yira and chokhmo, there's a prerequisite in chokhmo and yira and chokhmo that we learned. But his ahava for chokhmo comes from yira. He asked the goy why Aristotle. Right? He asked the goy shechokham. Why does he love chokham? Right? Same reason why a kid loves ice cream is Aristotle loves chokhmah. Because his musogin of something that relates to him positively is ice cream, and this person who's on a higher level has higher ice cream. His the thing in the world that relates to him and positive it attracts him. It's something that he understands as being positive is chokhmah, right? 100%. So that's why he's oyu chokhmah. So that comes because this is something that he relates to positively. This is something that fits with him. It's something that fits to bring out the koyches that he has. Very nice. He can be a goy for that. Oyu chokhmah. What's got to do with you as a Hashem? Therefore.
So the
chokhmah,
true chokhmah, is to know Hashem.
That may be true,
therefore chokhmah has to be
come from you. Has to come from you? Why does it have to come from you?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Ava's chokhmah. Why can't Ava's chokhmah come like Ava's Galila? Just I'm a more higher quality person. So my Ava is not the Galila, my Ava is the chokhmah.
That's a higher form.
Taiva Nash.
Right.
What's wrong with that? And that is the definition of the Taiva for Chochmah of a Goy. It doesn't come from here at all. It comes from the relationship between the Chochmah and the Chochmah. They're like fish like water, so Chochmah likes Chochmah. No, he starts that way. And then he says, but there's a deeper understanding. It goes beyond that. There's something else here. There's hiding here another secret. Another secret is that real Avos Chochmah that the Mishnah is talking about comes from Yira Sashem.
We said that real Yira, when we're talking about Yira, is we spoke about the tree. If it's real Yira, it'll lead to Av. Yira was the source that leads to Av.
Yeah.
So now chokhmah is the kli, is the tool that will allow me to have that ava. That's one of the ways in which I can make that keshet with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's going to be through this kli of chokhmah. And we said it's a direct relationship. Once you have real yira, it's not a distancing. I mean, there is a sense of distance in the concept of awe. But it's going to draw me closer to a love for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the only way I'm going to, and therefore I'm going to want everything I can have to get the tool. I mean, not so now. It's fine. So now I have the love. I want to get there. I need these tools. That's the chachma.
There's something which is saying that I can understand so clearly.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just.
That means that you can't give
a shir next
week.
Maybe you can, we'll see. Right. The basic idea is what is a chokhmah? Simple definition of a chokhmah is a person whose understanding, his knowledge, is in direct compares directly to reality, fully, in all of its dimensions and its depth, he's gotten down. A person who knows tremendous thousands of pieces of information about Alice in Wonderland, it's not a chacham, because he knows nothing about, he knows everything about nothing. You know, all of the, you know, batting averages of the White Sox. He knows nothing, because he knows a tremendous amount about something that has no mokum in reality. Zero. Adds up to nowhere. The essence of reality, the essence of the reality of the creation of the world, is the relationship between Bore and Nivro. And have we explained many a time, the relationship between Bore and Nivro in its essence is called Yira. A man, Nivro, that exists not in his own personal world, but in the Bansham's world, is in a situation of Yira. On that can be built Ava, and that can bring to more Yira, and that can bring to more Ava, and that can bring to Avoid, and that can bring to all kinds of nice things. But the essence of the reality of this dualism of the world, that there's a Bore in the world and there is an Ivra, the reality of that existence is Yira. Is Yira. Chochmah, even Chochmah's Chitzonius, science, must by its natural path bring a person to Amunah, which will bring a person to Yira, which will force him not to do whatever he wants to do. But he doesn't want to do that, because he doesn't want to do whatever he wants to do. So we're going to have to stop all the way in the beginning. I can't really be an Oyev Chochmah if there's no Yiras Hashem. Because Chochmah will by definition bring to you understanding, revelation, clarity of the existence of the world. You can get it in peanut butter, you can get it in a star, you can get it in a cell. You can take any little piece of Chochmah you want, but if you're going to really be a Chochmah, you're going to have to get back to the Banishim, because that is the reality of the world. And the only way that you can be a chacham and not deal with the Rabban Shalom is by being a pseudo chacham, by taking your chachmah, picking and choosing, by taking your chachmah and saying, listen chacham, these are the rules, you can only go until here, and if you prove something beyond that, then you're wrong by definition, you're predefined out of existence. If I can't see you under the microscope, you don't exist. Now, if what I see under the microscope proves that you do exist, then you still don't exist. Because you're predetermined, because I want to do whatever I want to do, that if you're not to be seen under the microscope, you don't exist. They have a problem, because what you see under the microscope tells you that it exists. You can't be a chochmah. You can only be a chochmah chitzonis. You are only limited to the outer shell of Chochmah. But anybody who's gotten deep into the outer shell of Chochmah is going to start coming to the other side of the shell of Chochmah. And then he's going to get into the inside of the world, and he's going to find the Baruch from there. He said, no, that I didn't want. No, I can't. These are the limits. Here's the red line. We don't go beyond that. If the next step is the Baruch from, then we turn around and we make up a different theory. We will say ridiculous, stupid things like evolution. Well, I'll throw on another billion years. If you got a problem, then throw on monkeys. Do something. Quickly. You know, you got to do something. These were intelligent people. They were learning. They had a problem because the science was developing. They're starting to see that there's a Seder in the world. And if there's a Seder in the world, well, it doesn't take much brains to understand that things that are masuda didn't happen per chance. Things that happen per chance are not masuda. That's like, you know, first grade logic. You don't have to go beyond that. You know the old marshal, right? They came and here's Shakespeare. You know how Shakespeare happened? There was a monkey for 3 billion years was throwing ink on the wall. And once came out Shakespeare. Sell that to a third grader. Yeah. They'll make you draw on the wall. Won't get you. Crazy. A person comes out with that, maybe his grandfather was a monkey. How can such intelligent people say such stupid things? Teretz says, because they're so yinei chochma. Lama? Because chochma, real chochma, must bring to Yiras Hashem. They don't want that. So they say, we'll take the chitzonius and no pimius. Those are the rules. Predefined. And if we get a little close and it's going to be problems, then you have to make up shtiyot. Do whatever you can. Take the chochma and rip it to shreds. And there's another process that we've already learned that can also protect you from the chokhmah getting too close to you. Is keep your chokhmah from your mice apart. You know, there's professional life and personal life, and they don't relate. Right? What did he say, the fellow? I'm a mathematician. Yeah. If I'm a mathematician, I don't have to be a triangle. Yeah. Right? Which therefore means that if I know chokhmah, I don't have to be a chokhmah. Right? You don't have to be. You can be a choytev chokhmah. And that will get you where Bilam got. Probably wherever these guys ended up. Because if a person wants to make any intimate relationship that's going to be made with 90% boundaries, I wouldn't want to marry it like that. We're getting married, but only on Sunday, the 1st. If it rains. Those are the only days we're married. The rest of the days, not. Then we're not married. Chochmah that limits itself. So the Chitzonius is a Chochmah. And denies everything that will bring to Yiras Hashem, that is Yiras Hashem. Is the internal existence of the world. That is the essence of the world. Chokhmah is knowing what the world is all about. Well, that is what the world is all about. And the only way that you can avoid it is denial. You can do it with shtuyot, you can do it with dogma, you can do it with all kinds of forms of avoiding chokhmah, anti-chokhmah processes. So there's whole schools of thought, thousands and thousands of years, tremendous amount of ink was spilled on how to be a stupid chokhmah. Means that you can take the chokhmah and use it for your purposes and be protected at chas v'sholem, it shouldn't be mechayev anything that you didn't pre-desire. There's a whole school of that. It's called Beis Medrash of Bilam HaRosh. He created it, he brought it into the world, and it's been rolling along on there for many years. It takes on different forms. Ben Zoyma is Magala, it's a secret. So do you want to check out this guy? You want to catch him by his professorship? You want to see if he's a chokham or he's a pseudo chokham? If he's an oyv chokhmo bligvul or he's oyv chokhmo only when it fits his needs? Check him out. A little litmus test. Never fail. See if he was ever learning from somebody smaller. 1,000 years Klai Yisrael been using his litmus test on all kinds of people, never failed. A person who is below my dignity to hear something from somebody lower than him. He's from the other camp. That is called the Tivish. That's not called the Chochm. Hayas Chochm, yeah. That's a Choytev Chochm. He's using it for his purposes. Generally covered, there may be other purposes. Generally, the end product, what do I need chokhmah for? Somebody who's big at it, if he needs it only for a second, he needs it for kavod. Same thing with all of these three things.
You're saying it's the semen, though. It's not the sibah, it's the semen.
What?
The litmus test means it's the semen.
Right.
But it's not the pneuma, but the
pulsic. No, it is. Right. What?
The pulsic turns out to be the pneuma.
Right. No, they're basically the same. It's Teish Balpeh, but Teish Bitzav, the same concept. Teish Balpeh always brings out the basic kernel that they have in the Teish Bitzav and gives you the proper way of extending it so you get a clear picture. And then the Teish Bitzav and Teish Balpeh and Rechab and Schab, it's all one idea. Why don't we have the whole idea of what we've been speaking for the last few minutes? So it's true, that's what Ben Zayim is saying, that's what it says in the Pasuk now. But it's clearly true that Ben Zayim has taught us a very big lesson of what it is that David Melech taught us in the Pasuk.
There's a mistake here between all of these. In other words, all of these kochos are a means. To what ends? I mean, are going to be an end to make a chibur with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Would it be a means for your own avodah zorah or whatever? I mean, that's where the error is, the way we normally look at them, and the way we're supposed to utilize them. Each one of these things gives us a way of testing and seeing exactly which derech we just went down, right?
So, Mr. Shem, next week I'll continue.